then you we went in there with the pitchforks and cocked the hay,
mm-hmm.
and then it would sit in that for, oh, we've had it, you know, for two or three or four days, and it kind of goes through a sweat.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd go out there and you'd pick this up, and that made it handle easier again, because it had kindly gone through a case and packed down, and you could pick it up, and then it would, you'd take it off of there and just kind of in layers, like went up there, and then in stacking that, well, you'd stack it the same way, it'd just sort of be flat like, of course, we never did leave it cocked up that way over a week or so, because too much, you always lose a little hay on the bottom where it's stacked on the ground, and then if it's in a good meadow, why, if it stays there over three or four days, why, it'll kill a spot, too. Mm-hmm. And then your hay will damage, and then, of course, the more that's exposed to the weather, why, the more it's going to decay mm-hmm. from the outside. Mm-hmm.
Well, did you have a special place built under the barn, on the side of the barn to keep cows, or did you just have your cows in the barn?
Well, yes, we had a side shed
mm-hmm.
that we milked in. That was, of course, the main part of the barn was for the loft was for hay and whatnot, and then the side room was for the harness, and then the other part of it kept plow tools and whatnot
mm-hmm.
in it,
mm-hmm.
and then this side shed was where we milked, and we used to. I remember when we milked by hand all the time.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, well, I remember when we got the first milking machine. I don't remember what year it was, but we used to milk by hand all together. You know, kids get racket squirting milk at one another.
Yeah.
But
what about your hogs and pigs? Where did you keep them?
Well, we had a hog lot for the hogs and.
Well, that have a fence around it.
Yes.
The hog lot have a fence around it.
Yeah, you had the hogs would root up, you know, your pasture and your grass, and you had to keep them in the hog lot, and we always rotated it around a little. We, we had three or four places we'd run hogs, but we'd run them that way for a year, and then and maybe the next year it'd be in another patch
mm-hmm.
there, and that way you didn't have as much worms and
mm-hmm.
disease
mm-hmm.
among
them. Well, like, a place around the barn, sort of outside the barn, where you might feed the.
Out in the lot.
Yeah, something like that outside where you might feed a name, and then where you would let the animals and stuff go out to graze. What do you call that?
Well, that's of course in pasture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, now.
You'd have your hay racks in the
mm-hmm.
in the lot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We'd keep our mules up all the time when we was using mules all the time, but cows and stuff like that, well, we let them, kept them out most of the time, you know, we had better luck with them, we wouldn't have as many sick ones and
mm-hmm.
whatnot, and we of course had the hay racks and out in the lot, and then of course you had all your manure, you know, for
mm-hmm.
your land that and we used to, there was a time of year, you know, when you always haul manure too, if you didn't have anything else to, you haul this manure and either put it on the truck patches or the garden, and then when you got all that done, the places in the pasture where you didn't have a real good stand of grass and thinner land, and because your clover seeds, after, you know, that they had gone through the animal, well, they'd still come up, and
mm-hmm.
and then your stuff